Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Kamlan. Kamlan is a post-apocalyptic urban fantasy podcast inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. It's written and directed by Ella Watts, who you may know from her work from Doctor Who Redacted and Eliza, A Robot Story, and produced by Amber Devereaux at Tin Can Audio. Y'all, this is one of my favorite new podcasts. I am so excited for you to hear it. It's tightly written with mythic weight and personal stakes and just absolutely gorgeous sound design. Go subscribe to Kamlan, that's C-A-M-L-A-A-N, wherever you're listening to this, and stay tuned at the end of the episode for a trailer for the show. Hi there, this is Jeffrey, executive producer of Unwell. Did you know that we have Unwell merch? You can find it on our website at unwellpodcast.com. We have merch from the 75th annual Mount Absalom Celery Festival with a beautiful and slightly creepy illustration of a celeriac root. There are coffee mugs with Abby's rules about small talk in the morning, and there's a couple of cool interpretations of our show art if you want to rep Unwell in the meat space. We are super proud of all this merch, and we hope you'll like them too. Head to our website at unwellpodcast.com to check them out.
Three dozen deviled eggs.
Deviled eyeballs, dear.
Oh, of course.
Should we have done a batch without the hot sauce veins?
I thought we did. Are there any more eggs? Oh, shit. Forgot to boil them. Normally, I'm not this far behind.
It's fine, Mom. It's a Halloween party, not a military campaign.
It's not a Halloween party. It's the Halloween party. It's Halloween itself, in all its glory, made manifest one day a year.
The witch's teeth are out there, the batwing cookies are out there, the pumpkin casserole is out there, the apples for candied apples are ready and washed.
No, those are for bobbing.
For who?
Bobbing for apples?
Does anybody still do that?
They do in Mount Absalom. They do on Halloween.
Right. Then where are the candied apples?
Over, there.
Have they been washed yet?
I don't know.
It's okay. Won't hurt anyone to wash them again.
On it.
Mom, go out and enjoy yourself.
In a sec. I need to... There's something I'm forgetting.
Yeah, to host your own party.
We've got the folding chairs are already out there, the tables.
And Marisol's hooking up the mics.
The stuff for the mini pumpkin painting.
All set up.
What am I not remembering?
That this is supposed to be for fun.
Don't nag, Lily.
I'm telling you to have fun.
Sorry. Last year, I had it all under control. I really did.
I know, Mom.
Oh, hey, by the way, my parents said you stopped by the other day. They told me to tell you hi and that they're sorry they missed you.
Okay, folks, the microphones are a go.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. It wouldn't be a Halloween party if the whole block couldn't hear the annual Mount Absalom Evil Laugh Contest. We've got steep competition this year, you know. Stella Spikes has been practicing since before she even got permission to come this weekend, and it is chilling.
I bet.
Anything else I can do?
Let me think. Hey, Wes, can you help Mom take the eyeballs to the guests?
But I'm washing. Oh, yeah, I can definitely do that. Have fun, you too.
That was nicely done. Thanks, but unfortunately, that wasn't trying to get you alone, trying to get you alone. We need to talk about Wes.
You mean how he's a ghost?
Mom and I went over to the place he claimed was his house, and it's really weird.
Weird can cover a lot of ground here.
Like, threatening weird. It just felt wrong, even before the creepy sound started. Granted, we'd broken in, but...
You what?
Yeah, I made that face too when Mom brought up the idea.
Maybe next time, let the nice white lady handle any break-ins, and just...
Oh, I know. Believe me. I know. I don't understand how Mom can just keep acting like nothing's wrong. I'd almost think she'd forgotten about the whole thing, except sometimes when nobody else is watching, she winks at me. Can't tell if she's taking it so well because she gets it on a level I don't, or if she doesn't get it at all.
I'll tell Spikes not to go over to Wes's place if it comes up. I'll say they have bed bugs or something. But now that I know about Joey, too, I don't know if I can ban her from hanging out with the only two people in this town anywhere near her age when there's no sign either of them are up to anything shady. I mean, there's not, right?
Not that I've seen. Wes, well, there's stuff about him that doesn't quite make sense, but mostly he's helpful. I asked Abby what they thought I should do, and they said that we didn't have enough data to make a call. But it's like, how many more ghosts do we need? Who's even alive in this town? You're alive, right?
I feel like it had come up at a doctor's appointment if I wasn't.
Well, that's good to hear.
And you?
The full suite of vital signs, last time I checked. Hello.
Hi.
Have I thanked you yet for the mics?
You have. You're welcome to do it again, though.
Well, in that case...
I'm Marisol! Are you done?
Oh, no. You were having a moment.
It's okay, Spikes.
I can't believe you were having a moment and I ruined it.
Is Joey here?
She couldn't make it. She has chores. On Halloween. Who does that?
Lily, Marisol, come on, it's starting.
What's starting?
The trick or treat.
The what?
It was a short-lived dance craze that somehow endured in Mount Absalom and Mount Absalom alone. You know, 60s Halloween pop.
Like an off-brand Monster Mash?
It was actually written before Monster Mash. There was a whole wave of 1960s novelty songs about eating candy or partying with creatures of the night. Monster Mash didn't create the genre. It was just the version that got big. You sure you don't know this one? Do the trick or treat? Do the trick
or treat. Oh my God, yes!
Lillian Harper, will you do the trick or treat with me?
I'd be honored.
Good work. Thanks, Spikes. So who are you supposed to be?
I'm Wes Anderson. I got the hair, the suit. No? Come on, really?
Sorry.
Maybe if I could carry around, like, an outline of a house that was perfectly symmetrical and stand in front of it, directly in the middle.
I think there might be an old dollhouse in the basement. If you can find it, it's yours. Or, you know, Wes Albertson's.
Anderson, Mrs. Harper, you're the best!
You're damn right. You're damn right. What is going on in that head of yours, Dottie? What am I... Oh, of course! Better. What happened? I heard screaming.
That was just my never-fail Halloween mixtape.
Of course it was.
As long as I'm in here, can I borrow that toaster?
Why?
For the reflective surface. I can feel that my makeup's not staying on.
Of course, Bowie. Or is it Ziggy Stardust?
Either is fine.
Did you really shave off your eyebrows? That is commitment.
No. It's just some amateur prosthetics.
Nice. When did you learn how to...
This morning. I've got a deadline coming up, so I've been procrastinating.
I see the real party is, as always, in the kitchen.
Funny how that always happens, even when all the food is out there.
It's as if we're drawn here, don't you think? No matter what's going on in the backyard or the front yard or the living room, when we hit a lull, we all start slipping back towards the kitchen.
I don't think it's a mystery. It's the introvert Olympics out there. Some of us need to hear ourselves think.
Maybe. But there's an almost primal pull to certain places, don't you think?
We are veering precariously close to the realm of bad evo psych here, Rodolphus.
I don't mean primal in the sense of cavemen hunt, cavewomen skin the mammoth. I mean, cooking is who we are as people. What unites all of us across oceans, across cultures, across time.
Rudy, where have you been lately? Your absence has been palpable.
Palpable? Truly? Fully able to be palped?
Don't make me say it again.
Oh, you know, I've been around. The observatory, mostly. Maybe archetypal is a better word than primal. It feels almost like something from tarot, you know? The kitchen, the place of the hearth. The inn, the place of rest.
The cemetery, the place of extreme rest.
Dot Harper, you are a card.
Hell, I'm a whole deck.
Oh! The reason I came in here originally, besides the natural gravitational tug of refrigerator, sink, and stove, was to see if you needed help with anything. Are you making a pie? That's a lot of apples. Unless they're for bobbing?
They are! Would you be so kind to...
I was made to carry apples. It is my destiny. Salutations, Wes!
Salutations, Rudy. Have you seen Spikes?
Nope, sorry.
Wes?
Do you know where Spikes is?
She was here just a minute ago.
Any thought where she might have gone?
Where would she...
She missed the trick-or-treat, and she's about to miss the evil laugh-off. It's a prime filmmaking opportunity.
Dot, aren't you judging that?
Oh, shit. I should go.
Maybe Spikes is in the backyard and you just missed her?
I checked out back, Abby.
Well, let's look at this systematically. If she's not outside, she must be in the house. If she's somewhere in the house, work from the top down.
I'll go check the attic.
November 1st cannot come soon enough.
Okay, people, it's what you've all been waiting for. Mount Absalom's one and only evil laugh-off. Take a deep breath, step up to the mic, and do your worst.
One more hour and you can go to bed, Douglas. You can do this. Everyone's in the backyard. Knocking is not strictly required.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was unlocked. Lulu and the little one are heading up back. Just figured I'd
see if anyone was in here. Who wants dirt cups?
Chester. What?
Oh, it's actually pudding with cookie crumbs and gummy worms?
I know what a dirt cup is, Chester. I've read parenting magazines.
Why?
Growing up, I felt it was important to understand the opposition. I meant, how dare you show up here, snooping around, no doubt trying to find Dot? You're not invited.
It's a neighborhood institution. Everyone's invited.
So you're exploiting Dot's generosity to hound her for debts she only owes in the first place due to your exploitation of an archaic, sexist, heterocentric loophole? Go to hell.
So you don't want a dirt cup, then?
Nobody with the slightest whiff of common sense would want anything from you. There would so very obviously be strings attached. Gigantic strings. Ropes. Not to mention slime from you touching it.
Are you sure about that?
Am I sure you're a miasmic, regurgitated gum cud of a human being?
Are you sure nobody with common sense would ever cooperate with me? Nobody you like? Nobody you respect?
Yes.
Just checking. I should really get these to the kids. Oh, and Abby, if you see Rudy, tell him I said hi, and that next Friday's no good for me, but Saturday should be fine.
What?
It's so nice working with him, you know? Such a pragmatic person.
What the fuck?
Rudy! Hey, Rudy!
Shalalalila. Gooby gooby blah. Shalalalala. Happy Halloween!
Talk for a second. It's so loud out there.
Yeah, of course. Anything on your mind?
Oh, don't worry. I just wanted a few minutes of quality time before you're swallowed up by your co-hosting duties again.
Are you having an okay time?
I'm having a great time. I'm just confused that Stella missed the evil laugh-off. She was so excited for it.
You know how it is at that age. Fixations come and go. I'm sure she's scouting the area for a good movie location.
Don't worry, Marisol. She's probably trespassing in a graveyard.
She's not trespassing. It's a party.
Thank you.
Speaking of gratitude, it feels like earlier we were interrupted.
We can fix that.
I can't believe Mom's goofy mixtape actually got me.
You jumped like a foot in the air.
So many actually creepy things in this town, and I get taken in by off-model Boris Karloff.
That was pretty startling.
Okay, so, where were we?
Before we were so rudely interrupted by Duke Dastardly and the Bumps in the Night.
You know this band?
They were a local novelty outfit. This was by far their biggest hit. We have a stack of their old vinyls at the Golden Groove since people only ever buy them once a year.
Hey, Spikes? Spikes!
How long have you been looking for her?
She's not in the attic. I'm gonna go check the front yard.
Why would she be there?
Why would she be missing the whole party?
If you're worried, we can go look for her.
In a sec.
Marisol?
The lyrics are wrong.
Maybe it's a parody?
No, I know this song. I know how it's supposed to go. This is wrong.
Did it just say water the stones?
Yeah.
Whatever's going on here, I do not like it.
Doors unlocked, party's out back.
Come in.
Hello there.
Oh, it's you. Thanks for your help before. Marisol, he's the one who told me to tell you about the whole Joey and Wes thing.
Hey, thanks. More communication. Never a bad move.
Not a problem, miss. Sorry to trouble you tonight, but I was just passing through and I was wondering if I could get some water. My dogs are looking a little parched.
Of course.
Quite a shindig you've got back there.
Yeah, Mrs. Harper goes all out for Halloween.
You're welcome to stay for a while. There's plenty of snacks.
Oh, no. No. Thank you kindly, but I already ate. I should be getting on my way.
Marisol.
I know this is a small thing, but these aren't the words.
Okay, that's it.
Lily, wait up. What's going on?
There's a door in this house that's only there sometimes, and if Spikes opens it, we need to be sure we can get her back out.
I'm coming with you.
And me.
Are you sure?
If things go bad, you might need help carrying her. And I'm stronger than I look. Let's get a move on.
Thank you.
Oh, for heaven's sake! Now, what was it you were whispering about?
Hazel, I'm afraid I might have lost my temper. Abigail Douglas knows about our work with Ruby.
Well, they were bound to find out eventually. Granted, it may move up our time frame a little.
There's only so quickly a telescope can be repaired. Parts have to be ordered or custom built.
Still, if we can move faster, push a little harder.
I'll take it under advisement.
Was there anything else?
Nothing new.
No progress on the Oak Street house or the diner?
We have our people looking into Hunters. Health code, building code, there's got to be some way we can intervene. So far, we can't get close enough.
So why don't we get closer?
It's a private business. If a Delphic gets caught snooping around, we'll be kicked out or worse. We're being toyed with.
Do we really think he would go to this much trouble for a game?
What other explanation is there? How else is the diner part of his plan? What kind of bloody vengeance involves flipping burgers and frying tots?
If there's something wrong with the food...
We have our people at the doctor's. If there was a sudden uptick in food poisoning, it'd get back to us. And anyway, isn't that awfully small potatoes for the Revelator? No, this is him sending us a message, staking territory.
What do we do next?
We need this house.
Have you spoken with Dot yet? Provided a gentle reminder?
I can't break through to her through her little crowd of supporters. It's like someone warned them.
She hasn't been responding to your letters or phone calls?
What do you think? Worst case scenario, we could get the police involved,
The optics of that?
They're pretty bad, yeah. And for now, Dot's still sharp enough to play up the helpless older woman angle, and later...
She'll be a helpless older woman. Shoot!
I think it's time to consider getting the mayor involved.
That's a resource to be used sparingly.
Well, if ever there was a time...
I don't like this at all. Are we sure we even have a handle on what's going on here? What if the Revelator isn't just claiming territory? What if he's consolidating power somehow? Will we be ready to... What was that?
Spikes, honey. I'm
a little drink of water, and she'll be right as rain.
Oh, shoot.
I can carry her, Marisol. Really.
Stella. Spikes.
You.
Evening. How could you get us down a glass?
Hazel, a glass, please.
And fill it with water, if you'd be so kind.
How did you... You don't belong here.
It's Halloween, son. Everyone's invited.
No. No water. I'm not thirsty.
Spikes, honey, if you could drink a little, we'd feel a lot better.
You can put me down. I can stand.
Are you sure?
I feel better. Really. Why are you dressed like a pirate? It's still Halloween?
When did you think it was?
I don't know. Time got blurry. I was in the basement looking around, and... You're not gonna believe this, but a doorknob appeared.
All at once, or more like a fade-in?
Hey, Chester. Maybe you and Hazel would be more comfortable outside.
I'll just take that glass from you, if you don't mind, ma'am.
I...
Here you go, lass. You were saying? The doorknob?
It grew out of the wall like a plant, like time-lapse photography.
Spikes, I thought I told you to be careful of weirdness out here.
I thought you meant, you know, don't engage with creepy middle-aged dudes who want to talk to you about rock music. You never said, yo, watch out for doorknobs.
So you opened it?
Well, yeah. I felt... It sounds dumb when I say it out loud, but it was like in a dream, how you just know stuff. You don't have to hear or see or smell it, like it's already there, in your head. And I looked at this door, at this handle, and my brain went, you can open that. It wouldn't work for everyone, but it'll turn for you. So I did. And it did.
What was back there?
Hey, Spikes, wouldn't you be more comfortable with fewer people hanging around?
I'm fine. Oh, wait. No, I think a dizzy spell is coming on. Everything's spinning. Can they leave, please? I'd feel way better if they left.
Of course. After you, sir.
If you don't mind, my dogs are still waiting on the front porch.
Right, the water. Here, let me get that for you.
You have it, old man. Thanks.
Chester, Hazel, have a good night.
Have a good night.
So what was behind the door? You sure you're okay?
It was super dark, but I could smell water. Clean water, but old water, if that makes sense. And it smelled like growing things, too.
Like moss?
No, like things that are growing.
Trees?
Not trees, not plants.
Things.
Yeah.
Good evening, Chester and Hazel. Lovely night to lurk on the back steps of someone else's house, isn't it?
Shit.
Good old Abby.
And have a happy Halloween.
All right, they're gone. Spikes, is the basement doorknob still there?
It was gone by the time we pulled her out.
Of course. Leaving us with very little here to study. Fortunately, we finally have a lead.
What's that?
It really is a lovely night for lurking. Never travel without your field recorder, kids.
It's a private business. If Adelpha gets caught snooping around, we'll be kicked out or worse. We're being toyed with.
Do we really think he would go to this much trouble for a game?
What other explanation is there? How else is the diner part of his plan?
Who's he? The Revelator? If that means anything to any of you.
One who revelates?
Is anyone else thinking Book of Revelation?
Well, now I am.
So what's our lead?
First, I researched the hell out of that title. Second, as much as it curdles my blood to be within sniffing distance of that many animal remains, we take a second look at that diner.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
No, the enemy of my enemy is to be looked on with great suspicion, but it sure is a point of interest. Sorry, who are you?
Ah, I really should be getting on my way. Thanks again for the water. I'll leave the bowl on the front porch for you.
Enjoy the rest of your Halloween.
Oh, I think I will. Night.
Good night.
So how do you propose we get close to the diner if the Delphics can't do it?
Well, speaking purely from the vantage point of a broke doctoral candidate, I have some excellent news on that front. Hunters is hiring.
Abby, you're not seriously saying...
Again. It's one of very few leads we have at this point, so I think I am. Time to venture into the real nightmare. Time to stare straight into the abyss and take a running start.
What do you mean?
Time to enter the world of customer service.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Michael Tarantine as Wes,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol,
Joshua K. Harris as Rudy,
Issa Ramos as Spikes,
Krista D'Agostino as Hazel,
Pat King as Chester,
Mark Soloff as...
Written by Jessica Best.
Sound design by Ryan Sheely.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer, Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thank you to our supporting producers, James Battle, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, Adam Goodman, Nick Keenan, and Caitlin White. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
Hi there. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a sec. Oh, don't worry, I swept the porch this morning.
Hello, Dorothy.
Oh, it's Dot. Everybody calls me Dot. Sorry, I should know your name, shouldn't I?
You should.
Well, it's been a long day, and my brain's melting bit by bit, so you'll have to cut me a little slack. Isn't that my bowl?
It is. Don't worry, I'll give it back soon enough.
Thank you. Much appreciated. You know what? I think I just remembered what I forgot to do.
And what's that?
I never watered the stones.
Don't worry. I won't tell.
Thanks.
Happy Halloween.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us, and we will get to it as quickly as we can. The cataclysm is frightening for everyone. Remember, in times like these, we need to stick together more than ever. If you need emergency assistance, please call 999.
Your position in the queue is 333.
Hello, you've reached the Cataclysm Casualties Hotline. Can I take your name and date of birth?
Peredu Green.
Morgan Jones.
Xujun Liu.
Gwen Turner.
Just call me Di.
Okay, and who are you calling for today?
My mum, Shan Thomas. She was in Aberystwyth.
Matthew and Louise Turner. In Kirkwall, on Orkney.
My father, Kai Liu. Ben Jones.
I saw something on the news about a sea serpent.
He's 15 years old.
Anna and Sophie Green, in Portsmouth.
What's happening in Kowloon?
Listen, is this real? I've been seeing news reports about dragons.
Well, let me look that up for you. Where are you calling from today?
Bristol.
Leicester.
I'm so sorry. It looks like we haven't got anyone listed under that name on the database. This means they haven't been listed as a fatality. Call back tomorrow, and if you haven't heard anything from us or your loved one in 3 days, try the online form. I know this is scary, but it's okay. We're going to get through this. Together.
Camlann, a post-apocalyptic audio drama by Ella Watts, inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. Coming January 2024. Produced by Tin Can Audio.